Okay. Oh, there we go. We got. All right. What do those squiggly lines mean?
Those squiggly lines, aside from looking like it's Sanskrit, are in fact our decoded voices put to WAV files.
I got you. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
These are WAV files.
Hi, everybody. Rare. So, so what are we doing tonight? Let's see if we can't put this upside. Is that upside down? No, not now. Yeah,
I think it is.
Yeah, it is upside down. Art Tatum. Art Tatum's coming up. Yeah. And it does not get any better than Art Tatum. This is piece of eight.
All right. I've just thrown it on there. Okay, we're on side one, so whatever cut that is.
Needle. Just dropped a needle on it.
It had to be you. So really, it did. It was. Yes.
You must remember this.
You remember those days.
Yeah. It had to be you.
The man of powerful subtlety.
Unlike that other guy that we played that was playing the piano and going every which way with the band, it was actually a parody.
Oh, my God. We talk about him, and I forgot him. What was that?
I can't remember his name offhand, and maybe that's the way he'd prefer it. But
he was the jazz daredevil. That's about all I can remember.
The jazz daredevil. He was playing piano, but he was deliberately doing it bad.
Yeah,
to where you couldn't. And it was one of those great arguments that started the discussion between you and I. What is the difference between bad jazz and good jazz? Because it's I read an article on this here the other day just to see if anybody else had anything to say about this, and I guess it makes for some pretty lively discussion. How do you know good jazz from bad jazz?
Right.
Especially if they're doing the bad jazz to be bad,
right?
You know,
on purpose.
Yeah, the dissonance is there because it's not a pleasant subject, at least as it's being expressed in abstract. You know, maybe the artists are just having a bad day. Yeah, well, that happens to be the name of the album. What's that? Bad Day. Okay, that's no the name of the group.
You know what? I think that guy, you can fittingly call him a politician of the jazz world. He's just doing it bad because that's what they do. They do it bad.
There was kind of a lounge lizard thing to it that lets you know now and again, I'm not serious.
Right, right.
You know, and that takes skilled musicianship to put in the nuance.
Yeah.
Than just sit there and bang on a keyboard.
Right.
Or play kazoos or whatever.
It was exorbitant. It's like someone that has a lot of money just, you know, going to France to get French fries and then flying home. So you're just doing it because you can do it.
Yeah, I can't say that I've done that lately.
Well, I'm just saying, he seems like the kind of guy that would do that. Like, what are you doing? You got a week-long trip, you're going to go to the Eiffel Tower? No, I'm getting fries and coming back.
Yeah, fries and coming back.
That's it.
You know, what's the deal? That was a rather flippant, short little
piece. Let me tell you something. Art Tatum is the king of little bite-sized pieces. He's just like a little he's just a little candy that won't last long, but it's very sweet. Oh, you crazy moon. You crazy moon. So what's going on here? Do we have anything that we need to get figured out here?
What, get out in the open?
Yeah.
Well, we just finished a session of two shows, numbers 455 and 456. My goodness, within a couple of months here, you will have done 500 shows there,
close.
Joe.
I'm getting close. We got to think about what we want to do for a theme for 500.
A theme at number 500? Well, let's see. Maybe the top 500. I doubt we'd get them all in, but maybe select from maybe the top 500 songs in jazz of all time.
We could do that, and that would last 100 episodes probably. We'd be at 600 before we were done, you know?
I think so, for those of you who are keeping count.
I will tell you this. I saw some great shows the last couple weeks. The great Larry Fuller came to Kansas City,
yep,
swung through the Blue Room.
Yep.
And
I think I had to work.
Yeah, well, it happens. You got to pay the bills.
Well, you got to pay the bills, and you're not going to do that playing or watching jazz.
No, you can't do that. You can do that watching the flowers grow, maybe, but not with the jazz.
I love it. If I start making a little bit of a, say, a profit, you know, from the show that we're doing,
right,
or that I'm doing, the Neon Beat, you'll be somebody standing in the parking lot going, "You've turned commercial. You're a turncoat."
You turned it all in. You used to be hip, and now you're not. What's the matter with you?
Bit by bit, putting it together.
That's it. It's like a Tetris match.
Yep.
So he comes through town with George DeLancey and the boys. Great show, great venue. And then last night, caught the Kix band. 20-piece big band.
Yeah.
Those guys, they knew how to move a room.
And you recorded a little bit of that.
Yeah. There was a lot of... It was a very frivolous room. I've never seen that many... I felt like I was in an episode of The Sopranos.
Oh, really?
But it was good. I
hanging
liked it.
With you, Joe. That is in Domino. I feel like I'm hanging on an episode of The Sopranos.
It's just a lot of vowels. Don't let it fool you.
Yeah, really.
So...
he has accepted me as a Goomba anyway.
That's right. You're in the club. We're both in the club.
It's kind of a... I wanted to compare him to Frankie Carl, but I can't do that.
Yeah.
Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, the Rainbow. There wasn't anybody quite like him, and I'm always surprised, not really surprised, at how many people emulated Art Tatum, how many people he influenced over the course of his career.
And over the rainbow... way up high. It's my Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
Tell you a story about that. Do you know they almost threw that scene on the floor?
Really?
Yeah. They almost left it out of the movie, The Wizard of Oz. Because the powers that be thought that the viewers would not appreciate even hearing this song at all, especially after she had just been rescued from a hog pen. It was the lineup, the poor taste, but somebody rescued it off the floor.
Yeah.
You know, the editing floor, and it's been the standard ever since.
The greatest accidents are the greatest things.
Isn't it amazing?
That's how it works.
Yeah, they almost threw out the baby with the bathwater,
right,
so to speak.
So...
there a vision there I shouldn't be asking
no,
about?
No, I was just thinking about it. Lot, so
oh, okay.
It gets brought up here and there.
All this synchronicity just going crazy.
Visions of raw eggs, sometimes they go through my head.
I hope I didn't make anybody mad comparing it to Frankie Carl. I think what I meant there is this had kind of a tea room sound to it.
Yeah.
But then, again, I listen to it and know that it's art and go, okay, I'm hearing the genius, the improvisation, and the way he... just sort of swings and sways through the notes like there's no limitations.
It's just the time that doesn't happen anymore. That's the beauty of this. It's like with the neon beats, just a coming home.
Yep, that's kind of how I intended it. just a guy trying to get home.
That's right.
That's how it started.
That's it. Just hitchhiking down the jazz avenue.
And you got interested in jazz how? That was most of your dad, right?
Actually, one of my best friends, John Sweetwood, got me hooked on a Miles Davis recording that everybody can say in unison, Kinda Blue. I was listening to it on the way to Seattle. I was going up. I was really into the grunge scene of all things at the time. And I got into jazz by accident. I was going to go up and see some shows and get into it.
You got into jazz by accident. I think that's how most people say
it. That's it.
I got into it by accident.
I didn't mean to. It fell into a hole and Miles was playing.
And some people literally were in an accident and came out a jazz musician.
However you slice it, it's accidental.
A little bit of PTSD going on there. Especially for the avant-garde stuff.
Oh, my God. Who was that goddamn guy's name again? The Chester.
I can't think of his name.
I can't either.
It was so... there's a guy I can compare him to, and I can't think of his name.
That's terrible. Somewhere over our forgotten memories, there will be
anyway.
A time. Yeah, so...
are all minds free, as we say in my church sometimes? I'm sure I'm going to be kind of getting a call from my pastor before long here. Phone should be ringing any minute.
What's the matter with you guys?
You know, it's bad when you come home and the locks have been changed. Even worse if your things are sitting in a hefty bag.
You know, my dad used to always tell me, Joey, if you ever see a truck out front with the words on the side spray-painted free lunch, don't get anywhere near it because they're going to put a net around you and take you away.
Yeah, my dad used to tell me if a black car pulls up with these guys with sunglasses and they're offering you you know, free candy and waxed lips and want to take you to a place, a fantasy where there's unicorns and nothing but happiness. Go. Old Woody Allen joke.
I like it. I like it. It's called childhood. We rush out of it too quick.
I guess so. Well, sir.
With that in mind,
enjoy the music, my friends.
Enjoy your adulthood, kids.
And we'll trail off here with a little more Art Tatum.
Thank you for joining us.
Jazz.